Our World Cafe guest today, Charlie Hayden, is known for his work on the bass. He has played with famed jazz artists like saxophonist Ornette Coleman and guitarist Pat Metheny, and founded the Liberation Music Orchestra with pianist-composer Carla Bley. But at only 22 months old, he got his start in music, yodeling on his family's radio show. That appears on Charlie Hayden's latest album, Ramblin' Boy. It's a 1939 recording of Hayden singing with his family on his parents' country radio show. He was not quite 2 years old. I asked Charlie about how he could start performing at such a young age.
You got me. I was doing it. My mom told me that she was rocking me to sleep when I was 22 months old and singing. She was humming something, and I started humming the harmony with her. And so she said, you know, when you started humming the harmony, I knew you were ready for the show.
What? How did you start looking back at this and decide to do this album?
This music's been a part of my being ever since I can remember. And it's my love for music and beautiful music. That love comes from the music that surrounded me when I was a small child, and including everything I used to listen to on the radio when I was just a little kid, and that was before television, and I listened to all kinds of shows, and the more music I heard, the different varieties of music I heard, that was great. We were in Omaha, Nebraska, doing a TV show. I was 14, and I went to a Jazz at the Philharmonic concert, and Charlie Parker was playing. That pretty much changed my life. I had heard a lot of jazz before that. The way that he put his harmonies together and his voicings and his intervals was just so beautiful to me. It epitomized all of the music that I had been a part of since I started.
If you open up the booklet that accompanies the new album, the Ramblin' Boy, there's a facsimile of your family's songbook. Were a lot of these songs from the songbook?
Some of the songs were from the songbook that my mother and father compiled for, you know, fans of the show, and sold them over the radio. All of our songs came from different places. My dad was friends with Albert Brumley and, you know, the publishing companies back then. He was also friends with Jimmy Rogers and a lot of country singers, and Stuart Hamlin's one of the composers that he knew, and they used to go through the songs every morning before our show and choose the songs that we were going to do on the show. And it was really an educational experience for me.
Well, I would expect so. Did you go to school, or did you have to be up every morning? I mean, you played it was kind of a morning show, wasn't it? You would get up and do the morning radio show, and would you go to school?
We did morning shows before I went to school and after I started the school. And we also did afternoon, evening shows. The first show that I was on was in Shenandoah, Iowa, on a radio station, KMA, and my mom and dad used to travel to all these different radio stations, and they would audition. They'd stop in a town, they would audition, and they would usually get the job, and then they would stay in that town for however long the sponsor would last, and they'd go on to the next town. And in KMA, I actually hadn't been born. They were on their way to Des Moines, Iowa, and there was a blizzard, so my family told the story, and they stopped at a motel, and my dad called a local radio station and said, "Can I come down and audition?" And they said, "Come on over." And he got the job, and we stayed in Shenandoah instead of going to Des Moines, and that's where I was born.
Amazing. Now, we're talking about your family with your parents. Now your family has a bunch of musicians in it as well, and of course are on this record. And I'm thinking of the triplets, Petra, Rachel, and Tanya. Have they always sung together, or was that something new for this?
They sang together as they were growing up. They were surrounded by a lot of music, you know, because I was playing concerts and recording with Keith Jarrett and Ornette Coleman and a lot of different people. And then when I met my wife, Ruth Cameron, in 83, she really encouraged them to sing even more and to get involved. I know she encouraged Petra on the violin and Tanya on the cello and Rachel on the piano, and she got us some plane tickets to go to Springfield, Missouri, where my mom lived. She lived outside of Springfield in Kazee Mills, and she was celebrating her 80th birthday. It was a family reunion, and my oldest brother, my two older brothers, my older sister, and their families were there, and my younger sister and younger brother. And one day, Ruth, I guess, had been instigating this in her mind. She was thinking about it, and she said, "Why don't you all sing?" And everybody looked at each other. You know, we hadn't sung together in a long time, and so nobody could think of a song to sing. And Ruth said, "Why don't you sing 'You Are My Sunshine'? You are my sunshine." And so that's what we sang, and it sounded pretty good, you know, and she told me later, you got to really start thinking about doing a record and going back to country music. And so from that time on, this was in the back of our minds. And all during this time, Ruth was producing and helping produce all of my jazz records with Quartet West and duet records and world music records. And finally, I did this duet album with Pat Metheny. Pat also was telling me how much he wanted me to do a country record. And finally, I met the bass player with Ricky Skaggs. His name's Mark Fain. And Ruth worked it out to where she found a space where a lot of the Nashville people were not touring, which was in the first part of January of every year. And we booked a studio and went to Nashville and made the record.
And Pat's part of this, and well, tell you what, I think we know the family here. We got the triplets. We got Josh. We got your wife, Ruth Cameron. Who are the friends who are with you today? Who's playing with you today?
Dan Thominski, who's on the record, playing mandolin and singing, and Stuart Duncan playing fiddle, and he's on the record. And John Leventhal playing guitar. Mark Fain also plays guitars.
Well, okay. Is it possible for the girls to sing "Oh, Take Me Back"?
It's possible. Tanya is going to replace Rachel and sing "Oh, Take Me Back" with Petra.
Oh Take Me Back, this amazing band featuring our guest Charlie Hayden on the bass and his daughters Petra and Tanya singing Oh Take Me Back. Did you mess with the harmonies when they were singing together? I understand you're at least as far as the bass is concerned, you're pretty much need a proper intonation at all times.
I didn't really interfere with the way they harmonize. They all have great ears, and this particular song is a favorite of Tanya's. She chose this song to do on the CD, so she really wanted to do this song.
Well, on the album, Vince Gill sings Ramblin' Boy, and who's going to sing that today?
Dan Tomitzky singing it today with Tanya and Petra singing backup for him.
I was rich, but a rambling boy. Through many a city I did enjoy. And there I married me a pretty little wife, and I loved her dear, then I loved my life. She was pretty, both neat and gay. She caused me to rob the road my way. I robbed it, yes, I do declare. I made myself 10,000 there. Plenty dry goods for to carry me through. My pistol swords are mighty too. My 44, she never fails. My true love comes for to go my bed. My mother says she has no home. My sister says she's all alone. My wife, she's left with Danny's fair, with a broken heart and a baby fair. Die, don't bury me at all. Just place me away in alcohol. My 44 laying by my feet. Please tell them I am just asleep.
That is Ramblin' Boy, which is the title track of this wonderful new album with Charlie Hayden, Family and Friends, a trip back to the early years for Charlie. And Charlie, when did you stop singing? I know you do some on the album, but was there a time when you switched over to the bass?
I stopped singing when I was 15 because I had bulbar polio, which paralyzed my throat and my vocal cords and the left side of my face, and it was at a time when bulbar polio was very bad, and the hospitals were filled with people, but the doctors told me I was very lucky that it didn't hit the nerves to my legs or my lungs, and that I would eventually pretty much get over it, which I did, except I don't have any range in my voice.
You know, I've talked to a number of musicians who had polio from that time. I talked to Joni Mitchell, who has trouble holding her instrument because of that. Do you have any other ongoing problems with that?
No.
Oh, that's great. So you're right. You really got somewhat lucky with that, in a way.
I wish I could play my instrument a little better.
I'm not too worried about that. All right, we've got some more tracks here. We've got this great band here. Now, Oceans of Diamonds. Do you know the origin of that one and how that ended up on the record?
Ocean of Diamonds is a Jimmy Martin song that I love, and you know, when Ruth and I were getting all this material together, we listened to everything from Jimmy Martin to the Stanley Brothers to the Delmore Brothers to the Carter family. We were listening to a whole lot of stuff, and a lot of it I had in my collection. Some of it I didn't have, and Mark Fain sent me a lot of music that I heard for the first time. And Ocean of Diamonds is a really brilliant song, and I'm glad that we could do it. And I'm glad we're going to do it today.
Some people drink champagne out under the stars, while others drink wine leaning over a bar. All that I'll need, dear, to make me feel fine is to know that your love, dear, will forever be mine. I give an ocean of diamonds, a world filled with flowers, to hold you closely for just a few hours, hear you whisper softly that you love me too. Would change all the dark clouds to the bluest of blue. Well, I don't drink their champagne, and I don't drink their wine. So if you refuse me, my poor heart will find. And I'll be so lonesome till the day that I die. And as long as I live, dear, you can still hear me cry. An ocean of diamonds, a world filled with flowers, to hold you closely for just a few hours, hear you whisper softly that you love me too, would change all the dark clouds to the bluest of blue. An ocean of diamonds, a world filled with flowers, to hold you closely for just a few hours, hear you whisper softly that you love me too, would change all the dark clouds to the bluest of.
That's Oceans of Diamonds, featuring the voice of Dan Tyminski, a voice you know from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, and of course, also playing with Alison Krauss in Union Station. He's part of this wonderful project with Charlie Hayden and just some amazing players today. Charlie, congratulations on making this album. What kind of feedback have you gotten from your jazz friends about this?
All of my friends, musician friends, love it. Of course, you know, country musicians are jazz fans because they're very deep musicians, and jazz musicians are country fans, I think, of the real country music, not so much of the pop country, but of the old-fashioned, real, you know, music like the Carter Family.
Thank you so much for playing live, and thanks to all these incredible musicians here today as well, so...
My pleasure.
It's been a real treat. Charlie Hayden and family and friends. And the new album is called Ramblin' Boy. And we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.